Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
513, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon. Getting ready for bands on the beach. And I told you during our first hour that the weather was going to be improving. And sure enough, it's looking pretty nice out there.
Yeah, it's a nice afternoon.
So you just heard Austin. He'll be around in a couple of more minutes here with the traffic. And, of course, a look at the weather tonight and the five-day forecast. That's all coming up. Let's go ahead and dive into the top three things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, thousands of local voters have been purged from the voting rolls. Since 2024, more than 31,000 names have been eliminated after a new state law requiring inactive voters to be removed after four consecutive general elections. An analysis of the numbers shows that both Republicans and Democrats are being removed at a proportional rate.
Number two.
Well, the state says Pensacola is spending too much money. Governor Ron DeSantis now wants to review the books on the city's buildings and data information. DOGE is demanding access to the city's files on August 18th and 19th. The topic that had the highest number of requests for information was about DEI. With 16 specific requests, Mayor Reeves confirmed the city would provide full transparency to the governor's office.
Number three.
We could probably frame this story, okay, bust out the wallets. Pensacola Energy customers could potentially see a rate hike this fall. The proposed amount is 5% more on bills after October. The increase is part of the proposed 2025-2026 annual budget for the city. Now, the proposed budget comes as the city is facing scrutiny from DOGE. One of the items Florida DOGE singled out for more information from Pensacola Energy is actually the transfers from Pensacola Energy to the city's general fund. DOGE is in town, and they're going to be cramping on those books on the 18th and 19th.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect this hour. Do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. We have an accident report in that area, but it doesn't seem to be adding much to the congestion, so we'll actually keep an eye on that just to make sure that everything's on the up and up. Also got some backups developing on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and a little bit on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Rainfall chances throughout the next few days, but the chances are going to drop, and as they do, the highs are going to increase. For example, tomorrow's high is 88, but come Saturday, the high is going to be sitting at around 94.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
516 News Radio 92.3. National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking Tropical Storm Erin. This last hour, we had Steve Miller on from the National Weather Service in Mobile, kind of going over this with you and to kind of give you an update on what's going on right now. Storm is located in the eastern Atlantic. Official intensity forecast is at the high end of the model guidance, showing Erin becoming a major hurricane in about 5 days. Forecasters confirming the system will eventually curve north on a parallel path to Florida. No tropical weather threat is in store for the state. And as I asked Steve during our interview, with the storm's forward movement speed slowing down, will that have any effect in making possible landfall on the U.S. coastline? He says it's really not a factor in this case because of the different pressure areas that's steering the storm up the East Coast. So, as Steve and I both said, dodge the bullet on this one.
Absolutely. And an Alabama man was injured when shots rang out in Molino early this morning. It happened on Jahaza Road around 4:20 a.m. Officials say a man and woman had traveled from Atmore to a residence on Cedartown Road after a woman was invited by the homeowner. And apparently there was another woman present, and the two gals got into an argument. Investigators say the homeowner intervened and fired several shots at the vehicle as the man and woman left. The male visitor was shot in the back, and another round hit the vehicle. The victim suffered a non-life-threatening wound, and charges are expected against the homeowner, who is reportedly a convicted felon.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A hearing continued today for a lawsuit against the detention center in South Florida nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz. Fox TV affiliate Channel 7 down in Miami, Samantha Sosa, has the report.
A federal judge putting a temporary halt to construction last week, barring the installation of any new industrial lighting, any paving, filling, excavating, or fencing, citing concerns from environmental groups and the Miccosukee tribe. The lawsuit says the facility threatens environmentally sensitive wetlands and endangered species that live there and would destroy billions of dollars already spent on environmental restoration. According to the temporary order, the state of Florida and President Donald Trump's administration can continue to use the facility and house detainees there, but any further construction is on hold for now.
And Florida senators are applauding President Donald Trump's move to reduce crime in Washington, D.C. Trump announced yesterday he was placing the D.C. Police Department under direct federal control. He's also deploying National Guard troops to the city. Trump says this will restore order and reduce crime. Senator Rick Scott says crime in our nation's capital is out of control, and this will keep families safe and make D.C. safe again. Senator Ashley Moody, meanwhile, says Trump continues to show relentless focus and determination to deliver and get things done.
Okay, Florida has a brand new lieutenant governor, Eben Brown. Has more on the story from Miami.
Florida has been without a lieutenant governor since June when Jeanette Nunez was named president of Florida International University. Now Governor Ron DeSantis will turn to Tampa area State Senator Jay Collins, an Army Green Beret veteran who lost a leg in combat.
Senator Jay Collins is the Chuck Norris of Florida politics. And I am proud to announce today that I am appointing him to be the next lieutenant governor of the free state of Florida.
Collins is 47 years old and served in both Afghanistan and Iraq. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida is one of the best states to live in. Chris or myself could have told you that, but if you don't want to take just our words for it, a new report by WalletHub ranks all 50 states based on metrics like housing costs, education rates, and quality of hospitals. The Sunshine State ranks sixth, with the study citing better quality of life and economy scores. Massachusetts is number one, Louisiana dead last.
Yeah, I wonder why they didn't factor in the insurance rates on that survey.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess results may vary.
Yeah, I can talk about that one.
519 here.
$400 a month increase because of insurance in my home.
You told me about that. That is ridiculous. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of our hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling. including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, Steve Miller making his debut on News Radio 92.3 this afternoon from the National Weather Service. No, not that Steve Miller.
Just not the one
not
you were thinking.
The Steve Miller on the meteorological side there of the equation. He gave us some good information, and we thanked him for his visit with us during the 4 o'clock hour. There is a mixed report on inflation last month. Jenny Casola has the report.
The consumer price index moderated in July, increasing a cooler 0.2% and remaining at 2.7% for the year ending in July. However, the core readings rose slightly last month. CPI excluding food and energy increased 0.3%, and for the year ending in July, the increase was 3.1%. It's the first major release from the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics since the weak July employment report and severe revisions to previous months. Following that report, President Trump fired the head of the agency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. Speaking of reports, the Dow screaming upward today, 450 points, as rumors of a September rate cut swirl. Let's hope it happens. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
Stocks climbing higher with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching record closes after consumer prices increased less than expected in July, boosting the probability of a Fed rate cut in September. The consumer price index, a closely monitored gauge of inflation, rose by 2.7% annually. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors rose, with tech and financials leading the charge, and most of the Magnificent Seven stocks finished higher, with Meta posting a record close. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, IBM, McDonald's, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow rising 484 points, the NASDAQ higher by 296, S&P 500 up 72. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon sliding by on us. Austin Price slides in with the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, indeed. That's what I'm doing here. Let's see what we got. We actually have several spots of note. Wish I wasn't saying that. Got some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also, this one's really rough. If you are traveling on I-110 North, you just got on from downtown Pensacola, we do have an accident report on I-10 North, and that is causing some very heavy backups back to the on-ramp. So it's going to be a pretty rough ride if you are in that area.
Do you know where the actual accident is happening at?
It looks like it is just as you are heading over Maxwell Street.
Okay. Yeah. I would, if for motorists coming out of town, go ahead and shoot, what is it now, Martin Luther King, Alkanes, whatever, out of the city, heading north, parallel running with the freeway, jump on right there to Har.
Right.
Boom. And you'll get around all that stuff.
Absolutely. And we also have some backup still at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 77 tonight with some rainfall chances lingering. Over the course of the next few days, we're going to see the highs creep up as the rainfall chances creep down.
Wow. Cleanup continues in flood-ravaged parts of the Midwest. I'm going to, because you gave us a real defined snapshot locally, this is more of a national snapshot. Record rainfalls over the weekend in many places. Jeff Manasso has a complete report.
Flooding in southeast Wisconsin turned some neighborhoods into lakes, with cars underwater, basements flooded, and home foundations washed away. In and around Milwaukee County, from a fast and record amount of rainfall.
We had 14 inches of rain in this location right here, which is an intense amount in a short period of time. So there's no sewer system across the country that can maintain that amount.
Milwaukee Department of Public Works Commissioner Gerald Krushke. The flooding forced the closure of the Wisconsin State Fair. Thousands are still without power. Wisconsin's governor sending in the National Guard to assist as the region braces for more rain this week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the Department of Justice settling lawsuits challenging race-based admissions at military schools. Students for Fair Admissions challenged policies at West Point and the Air Force Academy. But according to Attorney General Pam Bondi, the deal to terminate race-based admissions ended the DEI ended the need to continue the lawsuit. The deal marks a similar agreement made with the Naval Academy earlier this year. And Bondi says the DOJ is committed to eliminating DEI practices throughout the federal government.
Yeah, Pam is just a very busy lady. Of course, she's the Attorney General. She's been meeting with D.C.'s mayor and police chief as the Trump administration temporarily takes control of the Metro Police Department. Jared Halpern right there at the White House this afternoon with the story.
President Trump's executive order puts the Justice Department in charge of the Washington Metropolitan Police Department for 30 days. Mayor Muriel Bowser says her office is cooperating with federal agencies.
How we got here or what we think about the circumstances. Right now, we have more police, and we want to make sure we're using them.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says a surge of federal law enforcement is paying off in D.C.
Last night, these arrests consisted of homicide, firearms offenses, possession with intent to distribute narcotics.
Levitt says the U.S. Park Police is dismantling homeless encampments. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Trump setting the stage for his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
President Trump's patience with Vladimir Putin is really starting to wear thin. This meeting in Alaska has to be the start of a ceasefire, and then issues about what land and where, who gets and when can be ironed out.
This is really a feel-out meeting a little bit. And President Putin invited me to get involved. He wants to get involved. I believe he wants to get it over with.
And we know that early on, ahead of this summit, efforts were made to get Zelensky to the table this week, but Zelensky is determined he can't make any concessions himself. He needs a national referendum in Ukraine for that, and that is going to take some time.
Alrighty, in the White House responding to California Governor Gavin Newsom's extortion accusation. The comment came after Trump offered a $1 billion settlement in the anti-Semitism findings against UCLA by the U.S. DOJ. The investigation stemmed from pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campus.
Alrighty, we're going to look at some sports. Austin, I'll be talking about that coming up in five. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. A man, Sean, killed in the nation's capital just hours after President Trump ordered a federal takeover of the city's police department. The Assistant Deputy of Homeland Security Secretary, Trisha McLaughlin, on the Fox Business Network says the Trump administration wants to put a stop to violent crime.
President Trump means business. He's enforcing the law once again. We saw this at our southern border. He solved the crisis there in less than 100 days. And I think he's going to do the same thing here in Washington, D.C. with a crime crisis.
National Guard troops have been deployed to Washington. President Trump is also preparing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Anchorage, Alaska this Friday. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce says both the U.S. and Russia are committed to a successful meeting and that
it was President Putin who called to make this arrangement.
Well, it's the first trip for President Putin to the United States in a decade. President Trump trying to negotiate an end to the war. America's listening to Fox News.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones, whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming. We want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
My baby loving cause the sun to shine, and she my sweet little thing. She my pride and joy.
Pensacola right now.
She my sweet little baby, I'm my little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby, my heart and soul. Love like eyes I won't never close.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty. Thousands of local voters have been purged from the voting rolls. Since 2024, more than 31,000 names have been eliminated after a new state law requiring inactive voters be removed after four consecutive general elections. An analysis of the numbers shows that both Republicans and Democrats are being removed at proportional rates.
Number two.
Okay. The state says Pensacola is spending too much money. Governor DeSantis now wants to review the books on the city's buildings and data information. DOGE is demanding access to the city files. This should happen on August 18th and 19th. The topic that had been the highest number of requests for information was about diversity, equity, and inclusion. With 16 specific requests, Mayor Reeves confirmed the city would provide full transparency to the governor's office.
Number three.
And Pensacola Energy customers could potentially see a rate hike this fall. The projected amount is 5% more on bills after October. The increase is part of the proposed 25-26 annual budget for the city of Pensacola. The proposed budget comes as the city is facing scrutiny from DOGE. One of the items that the state DOGE singled out for more information from Pensacola on is transfers from Pensacola Energy to the city's general fund.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the My Safe Florida Home program has reopened applications. Let me tell you, I did this years ago, probably over 10 years ago or so. It's a good thing to do. If you're accepted, a homeowner receives the hurricane assistance in upgrading their home. I did it. It's a fortress now. The total funding for the program is $352 million, which allows as many as 33,000 homeowners to receive a grant this year. Do it. It will save you money in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. And Pensacola residents have another chance to give their input on the Fricker Community Center's renovation this week. A community meeting is being held tomorrow morning from 8 until 9:30 at the Fricker Center building. The city is planning to invest into the facility after receiving $10 million in grant funding back in 2023, with a city leader saying community input is vital to the project's success.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Wait, who's number one? For the first time in the history of the University of Texas Longhorns football program, the team has received the number one ranking in the Associated Press preseason poll. Yet, the Longhorns are not even the odds makers' choice to win their first game of the season, 18 days from today. According to ESPN, it's the first time dating to at least 1978 a preseason number one ranked team is an underdog in its season opener. Who are the Longhorns playing August 30th? Defending national champion Ohio State, which is ranked third in the preseason poll. The Buckeyes favored by 2.5 points over the Longhorns in the game that'll be played in Columbus at Ohio Stadium.
Ground ball, Miller off the mound, bare hand pickup, throw to first, 10 in a row for the Brewers.
Wow, what a run. What a run these guys are on. Good for them. Doing everything right.
All things golden for the Brewers.
On FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, make it 25 wins in 29 games for Milwaukee, which scored a 7-1 win over the Pirates Monday. The Brewers had the best record in baseball by 5 games, 74-44. 6.5 games in front of the Cubs atop the NL Central.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. That ball is deep. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. How about Alex Bregman? First at bat, returning to Houston, and he hits that one into the Crawford boxes.
So much love for the people here in Houston, the fans, my teammates, the coaches, this entire organization. Had just an amazing time here. I'll be forever grateful to the Astros organization.
Alex Bregman with Fox 26 in Houston. Now with the Red Sox, Bregman homered in his first at-bat back in Houston last night on Space City Home Network. Bregman's home run not enough for the Red Sox, who lost 7-6 to the AL West leading Astros, who got an RBI single from Carlos Correa in his first game back in H-Town since reacquired from the Twins. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And, you know, it's funny whenever you hear a controversy, 9 times out of 10, you're probably sitting there thinking, man, this could have really been avoided.
And, or is it real?
Yeah, and that's the case here. The starting quarterback for the University of Oklahoma Sooners, John Mateer, is denying allegations of sports betting. Now, you may be thinking, okay, what is this? He said, she said, what's going on?
And this is a college kid, right?
Yes.
Got some brains, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Okay. Supposedly.
Well, the smoking gun against Mateer right now is that he has, there are screenshots of his Venmo memos that date back to November of 2022 in reference to sports gambling. That is what he named them. I saw the photos. He named them sports gambling. Mateer, who was a freshman at Washington State University at the time, called the memos inside jokes in a post on X or Twitter. The NCAA has a strict policy prohibiting college athletes from wagering on sports, of course. OU officials investigating. This is, if you don't quite understand what this means, this is essentially a drug dealer getting in trouble for saying, hey, I got to make a payment to one of my druggies, cocaine. Can you list that as an expense for cocaine? Like it's that sort of thing.
I take my statement back, doggone it, about him being smart.
Well, and I hope it's an inside joke thing, but it
happened. I'm being serious.
I think it happened at least twice. And from what I saw, the photo may have been altered. I don't think it was.
I don't know.
One of the sports gambling payments listed something about, I think it was USC and UCLA. Why would you list a particular game, dude?
Listen, moves like this, that's why we have knuckleheads in this world.
I guess so.
Okay, it's been almost a month since Indiana Fever player Caitlin Clark has played. Doggone it, get her back on the court. Joe Morgan has the story.
The WNBA continues to be without its biggest star. Caitlin Clark is progressing from an injured right groin, but the reigning rookie of the year is still not practicing, Indiana Fever head coach Stephanie White said on Monday. Clark has not played since suffering the injury on July 15th in a game against Connecticut, just a few days before the league's All-Star game took place in Indianapolis. Clark was forced to sit out the game and the three-point contest, and the All-Star will miss her 11th straight game on Tuesday when Indiana takes on Dallas. After taking the league by storm in her rookie season, Clark has played in just 13 games this year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You know, money has really done this guy in. I'm talking about Shohei Ohtani from the Dodgers. Mm. You know, he had that gambling thing with his agent or whoever.
Interpreter.
Was,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
He's in trouble now. Goodness gracious. Why is he in trouble? Off the field reasons. Here they are.
Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani and his agent are being sued for claims of tortious interference and unjust enrichment by a real estate developer and a listing agent in Hawaii, who say Ohtani and his agent, Nez Bolelo, got the two men, Kevin J. Hayes Sr. and Tomoko Matsumoto, fired from a $240 million housing development on the Hapuna coast of the Big Island. Ohtani, serving as a celebrity endorser of the project, has committed to purchasing one of the 14 residences at the Vista at Mauna Kea Resort that on average have a price tag of $17.3 million. The suit claims plaintiffs stand to lose millions of dollars in compensation tied to projected home building profit, construction management fees, and broker commissions. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a New Jersey medical supplier issuing a nationwide recall of its soaps due to the potential of life-threatening bacterial infections, including sepsis. Dermarite says its voluntary recall involves over a dozen soap and sanitizer products sold across the country and Puerto Rico, including DermaClean lotion soaps, Paragene antiseptic, and Clean Foam soap. Several lots were found to be contaminated with a microbe called Burkholderia sepecia. The CDC says it can easily spread from person to person and is difficult to treat, especially in people who are immunocompromised or have cystic fibrosis or chronic lung disease.
Eggs! Get it that time? Eggs!
Yeah, yeah.
We've all been told about them, but what's the truth about their impact on our health? Question out there today. Here's Monica DeLuca.
How bad are eggs on your cholesterol level? A new study says not as bad as you've been told. It found that incorporating 2 eggs per day into your diet can actually reduce LDL cholesterol more than an egg-free diet. LDL is considered the bad cholesterol, and experts previously thought that an egg-riddled diet could make the bad cholesterol weigh out the good. Experts now say what matters is how much saturated fat is in your diet. Researchers say eggs are unusual in that while they may be high in cholesterol, they're low in saturated fat. House Call for Health, I'm Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And speaking of eggs, breakfast foods, kind of, yeah. Well, dietitians are recommending certain breakfast foods to help fight inflammation. I don't believe eggs is listed here as one of them. They include the usual suspects, blueberries, oatmeal, yogurt, whole grain, toast, so on and so forth. But they're also suggesting that we eat such non-traditional foods at breakfast time, such as cherries, chia seeds, sweet potatoes, and lentils. They say that these foods get your day off to a healthy start and reduce the risk of things like type 2 diabetes and heart disease.
Is there a possible connection between dementia and air pollution? Lisa Brady, she lays it out for you.
This is House Call for Health. Smoke from Canadian wildfires recently causing air quality issues in the U.S. And while unrelated, recent research says there's strong evidence to connect air pollution to dementia. The research published by British scientists in an interdisciplinary journal on planetary health says there's a statistically significant link between dementia and long-term exposure to 3 different types of air pollutants: fine particulate matter, nitrogen dioxide, and soot that comes from vehicle exhaust and burning wood. The researchers also say as levels of exposure increase, the risk for dementia also rises. Fine particulate matters can increase the risk as much as 17%. Long-term nitrogen dioxide ups the risk by 3%, and soot raised dementia onset risk by 13%. The research was done after studying data from about 30 million people over 4 continents. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, far and away, the worst spot right now is if you are in downtown Pensacola trying to get onto I-110 North. There was an accident just over Maxwell Street causing very heavy congestion, pushing you back to the on-ramp. So I would recommend not taking that. Chris, you had a pretty good idea. Basically, just travel northbound parallel to I-10.
Yeah, you could be use Palafox, or you could use Alcides or Martin Luther King, whatever they call it.
Right,
going
right.
North out of the city.
And then, yeah, if you need to get on I-110 from there, just get onto an on-ramp at, I think you mentioned Tahar.
Tahar is a great on-ramp.
Yeah, outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time from what I can see. Maybe a little bit of backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. As for your local weather, 84 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Rainfall chances over the course of the next several days, but they're going to start to gradually decrease, and as they do, we're going to see the highs tick back up.
Yeah, the forecast tonight is stellar for bands on the beach.
No looking rain, good right now.
No rain coming through. They pick it up at 7 o'clock on the Casino Pavilion stage show. Don't bring the dogs and glass, everything else, bring it.
Right. Everything else is fair.
Blankets, chairs, whatever. Should be a good night weather-wise as well. Hey, communities around the U.S. Bracing for storms that may bring dangerous conditions. You painted a pretty good picture locally. This is the National Snapshot. Alan Klotz has the details.
The flood risk continues across the southeastern United States as some storms could bring heavy rain to waterlogged areas. The best chance for flooding is in the southern Appalachians. Strong storms are also possible this afternoon and evening across the upper Great Lakes and parts of the Midwest, mainly in Wisconsin and Michigan. Isolated gusty winds and hail are the main threat. Heat builds in the northeast with highs climbing in the 90s for parts of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C. to Boston. Combined with humidity, the heat index values may top 100 degrees in some spots. And in the tropics, Tropical Storm Aaron is churning over the Central Atlantic and is forecast to strengthen into the first hurricane of the season over the next couple of days. However, it brings no immediate U.S. impacts, at least through the weekend. Adam Glotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, there's a mixed report on inflation last month. Not much here. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
The consumer price index moderated in July, increasing a cooler 0.2% and remaining at 2.7% for the year ending in July. However, the core readings rose slightly last month. CPI excluding food and energy increased 0.3%, and for the year ending in July, the increase was 3.1%. It's the first major release from the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics since the weak July employment report and severe revisions to previous months. Following that report, President Trump fired the head of the agency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Artificial intelligence startup Perplexity has made an unsolicited $34.5 billion bid for Google's Chrome browser, according to CNBC. That figure higher than Perplexity's current valuation, but the company says several investors have agreed to back the deal. Last month, Perplexity was valued at $18 billion. Boeing saying today it delivered 48 aircraft in July, down from 60 in June. It was the most deliveries by the company in July since 2017, when it delivered 58. Boeing, however, continued to fall further behind European rival Airbus in deliveries this year. Airbus handing over 67 jets in July, despite having a growing number of aircraft unable to be delivered. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 1.1 to more than 1.3%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Justice Department says a university in D.C. is in violation of federal civil rights laws and must take immediate action. We're talking about George Washington University here. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
George Washington University acted deliberately indifferent to a hostile environment for Jewish, American, Israeli, and Israeli students, an investigation by the Justice Department found. The department's civil rights division says the university took no meaningful action and was instead indifferent to complaints about harm suffered by Jewish and Israeli students and faculty during pro-Palestinian protests on campus. In a letter to university leadership, Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon says the school must enter a voluntary resolution agreement to ensure immediate remediation to prevent the recurrence of discrimination, harassment, and abuse. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Spirit Airlines is concerned about its future. The discount airline says it needs to raise more money to avoid going out of business. In its quarterly report released on Monday, Spirit said it continues to be affected by adverse market conditions. The airline, which came out of bankruptcy earlier this year, said it's considering selling airport gates, real estate, and some aircraft to earn some cash.
Okay, arrests have been made following the robbing of Brad Pitt's $5.5 million mansion. Here's Michelle Polino.
Four people have been arrested in connection with a string of burglaries across Los Angeles, including the June 25th break-in at Brad Pitt's Los Feliz home. Law enforcement sources told the LA Times. LAPD said the suspects were taken into custody last Thursday in South LA. The suspects are accused of conducting a series of attempted robberies targeting the homes of celebrities across the city. The mid-century modern property known as the Steel House is one of several owned by the actor. He was in London at the time for the European premiere of F1, the movie. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And U.S. electricity usage is expected to reach new highs this year and next year. According to a projection from the Energy Information Administration, commercial power sales will increase by 3% this year and 4.5% in 2026. Analysts attribute the projected increases to more demand from data centers. President Trump has sought to bolster fossil energy and nuclear power while also seeking to slow the build out of solar and wind power.
It must be football season. Taylor Swift's back. How's that for intro?
Not because of NFL preseason, not because of the AP
exactly
poll.
Exactly right. There's a reason behind everything with Taylor Swift. It all survives and circulates around money, but she went on, and I love how they write the script here, her boyfriend's podcast. You have to be completely underneath a turnip to not know who Travis Kelce is
right
at this point. Anyway, they were on the podcast. Jason was on there. Travis's brother. And then what were they talking about, as you say? Not the stats, not the games, Taylor's new album.
Taylor Swift has announced her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, hours after a mysterious countdown on her website expired. Fans suspected a big reveal when the clock hit 12:12 a.m. Eastern on the 12th, and they were right. Swift confirmed the title on Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast.
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS12!
Yeah. Spotify billboards appeared in New York City and Nashville minutes later with a code linking to a playlist called And Baby, That's Show Business for You. All the Swift tracks were produced by Max Martin and Shellback, a possible clue to the new album's sound. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, 5:52 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll give you just some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
When I started having trouble reading and threading a sewing needle, I went to the ophthalmologist right away. I have AMD, age-related macular degeneration. It's the leading cause of blindness in people over 60. I'm getting treatments now, and my vision is better. I also called the Foundation Fighting Blindness to learn how to prevent and manage AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for helpful information on AMD. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Join WSRE-TV for their free open house this Saturday, 10 till 2, at the WSRE Studios at Pensacola State College. You'll get to explore their studios, discover how programs are made, and learn about how WSRE serves the greater Pensacola community. Enjoy tours, PBS Kids activities, and meet Clifford the Big Red Dog. Ample free parking available. Support your local TV station, WSRE, at College Boulevard and 12th Avenue. That's Saturday, 10 till 2.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555 News Radio Pensacola. Little Stevie Nicks never hurt anybody this afternoon. Austin Price, he's in, sliding in, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we've played, and it's for the most part a coincidence, but we've had a couple of Steve Miller songs, Stevie Nicks, Stevie Ray Vaughan. We've had a theme this afternoon. We had Steve Miller from NWS.
Oh, we're rocking it, man. Totally rocking it.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-110 North. If this is going to be downtown Pensacola, you're getting on the on-ramp. It's going to be a heavy wave of congestion. So as Chris and I have been suggesting to you throughout this hour, you might just want to ride parallel to I-10 and get on to the on-ramp, probably near Tahar. By then, you're going to be past all the congestion. As for any other spots on the road giving you trouble, we just have a little bit of issues on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Rainfall chances over the course of the next several days, but they are going to drop down, and as they do, we're going to see the heat pick back up.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, a teenage pilot influencer is stuck in Antarctica.
What? That's got to stink.
That's got to be probably the worst situation you could probably imagine, you know?
Yeah.
Here's Therese Crowley.
An American teen influencer with a dream to fly solo on all seven continents while fundraising for childhood cancer. 19-year-old Ethan Gua didn't count on what could happen when his Cessna 182Q ventured south over Chile into the Antarctic, charged with filing a false flight plan and unauthorized landing, cooling his heels since June at an Antarctic military base. A judge has now dropped the charges if the teen donates $30,000 to Children's Cancer and leaves Chile for 3 years. But now the prosecutor says his plane can't fly, and there haven't been any available flights in the severe winter. Ethan now using his influence to get approval to leave with his Cessna so he can carry on his original mission. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have a new film and TV deal with Netflix. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex just finished up a 5-year, $100 million deal with the streaming service and have collaborated on several projects, including Markle's lifestyle series, With Love, Meghan. On deck is a new season of With Love and a Christmas special.
President Trump considering whether to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Peter Ducey's at the White House.
And a big part of this for President Trump is about big business and a potentially big marketplace that could be taxed to the benefit of the U.S. government.
Some people like it. Some people hate it. Some people hate the whole concept of marijuana because if it does bad for the children, it does bad for people that are older than children.
It's already just about everywhere. But the big upside is pitched by users as an effective way to deal with chronic illnesses.
And legendary jazz singer Sheila Jordan, dead at the age of 96. Jordan's family confirmed her death, but no cause was cited. The singer made her debut in 1963 with the album Portrait of Sheila and released more than 2 dozen albums over the course of her decades-long career. She is survived by her daughter Tracy J. Jordan, who followed behind her in the music industry as an executive at Motown, MTV, and more.
Well, life has been rough for John Gruden over the past couple of years. Of course, former NFL head football coach did pick up a big win in court on Monday. Tony Generado has more on the report.
The Nevada Supreme Court clears the way for a lawsuit filed by former Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden to proceed against the NFL. The 2021 lawsuit alleges that the league pressured the Raiders to fire Gruden by leaking old emails that included racist, misogynistic, and homophobic comments. Gruden later resigned from the Raiders. The NFL appealed a decision by Nevada's high court in 2022 after a judge rejected the league's calls to dismiss the suit outright or to order arbitration talks overseen by Commissioner Roger Goodell. But the justices in a 5-2 ruling said what the league was asking for was, quote, unconscionable. Gruden is seeking monetary damages, claiming that the league ruined his career and endorsement deals. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Okay, if you're traveling on Highway 85 or State Road 123, it will be closed temporarily on Friday. This is over on the Eglin Air Force Base reservation. Because of testing, motorists can expect the road to be closed for about 90 minutes at a time throughout the day. So if you have to traverse those roads, just bring on some alternate plans, different direction. Okay, coming up in 12, more information and news. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.